I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Pella's 4x1 relay. They were at the Drake Relays. I interviewed this group just over a month ago, and here you are, second place in Class 3A, running 49.11, by far your best time of the season. Emily, I've talked to you a couple times this weekend. What does it mean to have such a strong finish and a second place finish as well?
It feels awesome. We came in tied for third, and we were all confident. We had beat the teams before. We knew that once we were neck and neck and we were racing them, that we could make it happen. And, you know, this whole year has just been so exciting to make it happen and to end the season with a 4x1 and go out the way we need to and send Rose out. It was amazing to hit this PR for us. Felt really good.
Well, Marissa, this sprint group has had a great weekend. You guys came into this knowing that you could. You've got, three top three finishes in this second place. What does it mean to be a part of this group of fast girls and to continue pushing each other to this point?
It's just a really big accomplishment for all of us. We all try our best, work hard in practice every single day. And this weekend is just what we've been looking for and working hard for all season long.
Well, Rose, I've interviewed you plenty of times here at this Blue Oval. Just one race this year, but it was a very important because of injuries and all the above. As you think about what it means to finish here with a second place finish and to finish your career with one of the fastest 4x1s run in school history, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot that I got to be a part of such a great team, and I'm just really happy that I was a part of making something big happen. And I'm very excited for these girls to see what they can do next year and the year after that, because I know we have very strong sprinters coming up, and these girls are going to do great.
And I know you had to battle some injuries to get to this point. What does it mean just to, A, be here, and to be able to run the times you did at state qualifying and here?
It makes me feel very confident in myself. I had to be patient, very patient with my body, because I didn't want to be out. I wanted to be doing all I could, especially with two sports, and then to be able to run this event, it felt really good.
Well, and the nice thing is, Delaney, the three of you come back, you have a great sprint group coming up. How big was this weekend, do you think, for all of you, especially for you and Marissa? This is your first weekend here to build toward the future of Pella and keep you guys fast going into next year.
Well, coming into this weekend, I was incredibly nervous. This was my first state. These are fast girls. We knew their times. We knew our times. But coming into this and going out of it with the places that we've placed, I'm just so excited for next year. Knowing we ran a 49.1, I just want to break 49 for next year. And I know for off-season stuff, I'm even more driven than I was this year. So I'm very excited.
And Emily, I'll give you the last word. You're the state meet veteran, as Mike Jay has said a couple of times, and you have one more opportunity as a senior going in. You and Calla both, and I asked her a similar question. I'm sure there's some big goals for this team heading into your final season in the green and white.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Big goals. And, you know, this junior year season has gone great, and we got a lot to accomplish our senior year. And to have three of the four back in the 4x1 and all four back in the 4x2 is an incredible thing, and Pella's always had a great legacy, and to have so many young athletes come up is incredible, and this is where we love to be, and it's just going to keep getting better, and I'll finish here next year too, and that's exactly what we want.
Emily McMartin, Marissa Hackman, Rose Vanderhoff, and Delaney Reynolds, congratulations on a great weekend, ladies, and I look forward to seeing you guys down the road. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.